Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Anointing really comes by serving your God-appointed leader faithfully. And when God sees this in your life, then God will anoint you with the same or similar anointing. Elisha did twice as many miracles as Elijah did. He also made prophetic predictions on God's behalf. And one was to a woman, a Shunammite woman, who had blessed him by building a little place where he could stay when he was traveling past her house. He would pass this woman's house, and she would see him, and she said to her husband, I perceive this is a man of God. Why don't we just build him a nice little room, and let's give him a table and a chair and a bed and some place he can rest for his journey. So she did that for him. And as a result, the Lord placed in his heart to give her some type of blessing. So he asked her, what can I do to bless you based on your kindness to me? And she said, well, I'm pretty well set. I have everything that I need. But then the Lord gave him a prediction. And he said to her, as she stood in the doorway, this is 2 Kings 4 and 15, at this time next spring, you will hold a baby boy in your arms. And she answered him, don't say that, sir. Don't lie to me. You're a man of God. Have you ever heard somebody give you a prophetic prediction that just seemed totally impossible? Has that ever happened to you? Two of you. God will say some things to you at times, saints, that will seem absolutely impossible. Some things God will say to you will just seem so great about your future, it'll be hard for you to actually accept and to believe. The Bible tells us, however, this woman became pregnant and had a son at the same time that Elisha had told her the following year. The story goes on, however, to talk about the boy. Several years later, the boy was in the field with his father and his head began to hurt. He went to his father and he said, my head, my head. The father said to his servant, carry him to his mother. The servant picked him up and brought him to his mother. And the boy sat on her lap until noon when he died. Saints, sometimes it will appear as though God gave you something that he promised you only to take it away. Have you ever experienced that? Keep on living. Let me say this. If this has happened to you or if it hasn't happened to you, how to deal with it? God is simply testing you. Keep on believing and God will bring it back to you. When she saw that her son was dead, she went to find the prophet because she was going to ask him to pray for her dead son. After all, this was the son that the prophet had prophesied that she would have as a blessing from the Lord. But now he was dead. Now, as she was approaching the prophet was looking and he saw her coming. And he was wondering, is everything well? He said, is everything well with you? Is everything all right with your family? And now this woman whose son had died said, all is well. But as she got to the prophet, the Bible says that she got down and humbled herself and told him the story about what had happened. Folks, when things begin to go wrong in your life, your attitude toward what has happened will determine the outcome. You need to maintain your trust in God and believe him. We're talking about predictions. How many of you have ever received a prophetic prediction? Either through a person or through the word of God. Let me see your hand. God wants you to believe His word. God loves you and He wants you to trust Him that He will bring to pass anything that He has spoken to you. Will you help me preach this message this morning? Look at your neighbor and say to them, whatever God has promised, believe it and trust Him to bring it to pass. The next scene we see is Elisha, he goes to where the little boy is, or the young man is, in this room that she gave him, and he begins to pray to God. We find this in 2 Kings 4 and 32. It says, and when he arrived at the house, he went in alone and shut the door behind him, and he began to pray to the Lord. The Bible says that as he prayed to the Lord, then he got up. And he walked back and forth across the room. And then he stretched himself out on the child, and nothing happened. So he got up and began to walk around and kept on praying. Folks, just because you pray one time, it doesn't mean you're going to immediately get your answer. I said, just because you prayed one time, it does not mean that the answer will happen immediately. But don't you give up. You believe that whatever God has promised you will come to pass. Now, some of you, God has promised success in business. Some of you, God has promised success in a relationship. You married that person because you believe that God said, this is the person I'm supposed to marry. Some of you right now are in the middle of situations that you really felt that God led you into, but it really doesn't look that good right now. Can I tell you this? God is testing you. God is simply testing you to see if you will believe that what He promised you, what He predicted, will come to pass. It's so important that we learn to trust God. Sometimes the situation will seem impossible, like this woman. Her son actually died. There appeared to be no hope, except this woman went to the prophet and said, you predicted these things would happen. I believe God spoke through you. So I'm asking you to pray that God will change this situation. Some of you have situations you need to change in your life right now. Some of you are going through things where you've been asking God, oh God, please, please bring a change here. You're praying for people and you're saying, Lord, bring a change in their situation. God wants to let you know today that as you believe His word, as you trust in Him, God is going to bring a change in your life, a change in their life, a change in their situation. The Bible tells us that as Elijah continued to pray for the boy sneezed 7 times and his eyes opened. Then Elisha summoned Gehazi and he said, call the child's mother. And when she came in, Elijah said, here, take your son. And she fell at his feet and bowed before him, overwhelmed with gratitude. Then she took her son in her arms and she went downstairs. I want to encourage you today, folks, there's nothing that God can do. It may look like it's impossible for the change to happen in your life. Listen, don't abort your destiny. Don't walk away from the things that God has given you and promised you. Some of you are praying about your children. There are situations between you and them or in their life that it doesn't seem like it can be mended or fixed. Believe God. God gave you that child. And if God gave you that child, it was for their good and for your good. It is because God has connected you for the destiny that He desires in your relationship. Don't give up on your children. Some of you are wondering right now, should I leave the job I'm in? Listen. Be led by the Holy Spirit, but be patient. and wait on God to bring the change that you need that's going to bring promotion into your life. God wants you to trust Him today. God wants you to believe the predictions He has given you personally through individuals who are those God uses and through His Word. There is another part to this story about this woman and her family. There was about to be a famine in the land. And the Lord had spoken this to Elisha, so he told the woman, listen, get away for about 7 years because God's about to bring a famine into this land. So she did that. This is found in 2 Kings 6 and 24. It says, an enemy came and surrounded the city. The king of Assyria assembled his whole army, and they went to Samaria, and they did a blockade of it. And the shortages caused by the blockade of Samaria became so severe that a donkey's head sold for 2 pounds of silver and a half pint of dove manure for 2 ounces of silver. It doesn't sound too appetizing, does it? But that is how bad the famine had become. The devil will attack you. He will attack your family. He'll attack your finances. But saints, I want to tell you this. God can speak one word and change every situation in your life. Most things that we experience as children of God is just a test. Can you look at the person next to you and say, whatever you're going through, it's just a test. Now listen to what the Bible says about tests. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, the tests and the trials in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. Say, God is faithful. He will not allow the test to be more than you can handle. When you're tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure it. Your prayers, your faithfulness, and your giving will cause a miracle to occur during the time of your trial. Listen, folks, this is so important. Because you need to understand it's just a test. Come on, say it. It's just a test. Say it again. It's just a test. Don't look at situations and say, there's no way I can recover from this. Everybody's attacking me. Everything is going wrong. It's just a test. And God has promised that He'll bring you out if you'll just keep trusting Him. Now, during your test, your response should be one of praise. You say, well, I don't feel like praising God when I go through things that are difficult. That's just the time to start praising Him. The Bible says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When things start to happen to you that are negative, begin to praise God. When you feel like all is falling down, all is against you, just begin to smile and say, oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You say, well, how can you do that, Pastor? Because it's a test. Listen, the Bible says the righteous cry and the Lord hears and the Lord delivers them out of all their fears. What are you worried about? God is watching over you. The Bible says that God is before you. He surrounds you. Not only with His love, but with His favor and His protection in your life. I think we need to pause and give God some praise for that. God is with you. You don't have to worry about situations in your life. Now, I want you to remember this and repeat after me. Say, praise. My praise is the voice of faith. See, you praise God because you have faith that He's going to answer your prayer. You have faith that He's going to change your situation. It's time for us to stop looking at our situations in life and wondering how it's going to end and begin to just start praising God because we know how it's going to end. We're going to have victory because God promised that we would have victory. Stop wondering what's going to happen and start praising God for the victory. The Bible says that we are more than overcomers through Jesus Christ. God always gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. The Bible doesn't say sometimes we get the victory. We always have the victory. God is on your side. What are you worried about? God walks with you. God is trying to talk to you, even today, through His Word, to let you know everything is going to be all right. Repeat after me, everything in my life, regardless of how it looks, is going to be all right. Give God praise for that. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Listen to what the Bible says in Philippians 4 and 6. Do not be anxious about anything. Stop sweating it. Stop worrying about it. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. God wants you to stop worrying about it. He wants you to simply respond in prayer and say, Lord, you see what's going on, and now I thank you for what you're about to do. As you begin to allow the voice of praise, which is the voice of your faith, to come out in your situation, you're going to begin to see God move a lot quicker in your situations. Now, God gave Elisha a prediction that seemed impossible during this famine. In 2 Kings 7 and 1, Elisha said, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, 24 cups of your best flour will be sold for half an ounce of silver in the gateway of Samaria. And 48 cups of barley will sell for half an ounce of silver. Folks, that was greater than a bargain. And because it was a famine, that was absolutely impossible to take place. Now the Bible says the servant on whose arm the king was leaning answered the man of God and said, could this happen even if the Lord poured rain through the windows of the sky? And Elisha looked at him and said, you will see it with your eyes, but you will not eat any of it. Let me say something to you. Never doubt God's word. Never doubt. And never cause your mouth to abort the blessing that God is trying to give you. We need to make sure that we are always speaking in alignment with God's word. Whatever God says, you need to believe it. Whatever God says, you need to confess that. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. It also says from the fruit of your mouth, you will be satisfied with good. Listen, God is always working on your behalf. Whether you recognize it or not, God is working on your behalf. The Bible tells us in verse 6 that the Lord made the enemy army hear what sounded like chariots, horses, and a large army. And the enemy soldiers said one to another, the king of Israel has hired the Hittites and the Egyptian kings to attack us. So they fled. They abandoned their camp with all of its contents, even their horses and their donkeys, and they ran for their lives. Well, the Bible says in verse 16, then the people of Samaria rushed out and gathered the plunder from the Syrian camp. So it was true that 5 quarts of choice flour was sold that day for 1 piece of silver, and 10 quarts of barley grain was sold for 1 piece of silver, just as the Lord had promised. So the king saw everything that was happening, and the Bible says he appointed his officer to control the traffic at the gate, but he was knocked down and trampled to death as the people rushed out. And the Bible says, so everything happened exactly as the man of God had predicted. As I read the story the other day, the Holy Spirit gave me a word. He said, tell my people the famine is over. I'm going to say it again. The famine is over. I don't know what's going on in your life, but the famine is over. God is about to do great things for you if you will believe it, if you will receive it in your life. Now, how many of you are believing God for a promotion? Let me see your hand. The famine is over. It's coming. Believe it. How many of you are believing God for restoration of relationships? Let me see your hand. The famine is over. God's going to do it. Listen, you need to understand something. That when God speaks a word, He can change your situation overnight. God wants you to believe Him. God wants you to trust Him. That He always has your best interest at heart. Look at your neighbor and say, God loves you. And He's always doing something, even behind the scenes, for you. Now, I want you to listen to the rest of the story. Most of you know the story about the Shunammite woman and the child that was brought back to life, but this is the rest of the story. In 2 Kings chapter 8, Elisha had told the woman whose son had been brought back to life, go away with your family, stay wherever you can, because the Lord has decided to send a famine, and that's what I told you before. But now the famine is over. So the woman had done what the man of God told her. And now, after the 7 years, she returned. And Elisha said, now go and get the things that you had previously lost 7 years ago. Now, while the woman who had blessed the prophet, the Shunammite woman, who had the miracle of a son, began to go to the king because he was the only one that could grant this. Look what happened. God was working behind the scenes to bless her yet again. Folks, many times we are wondering how to approach a situation, but God has already been working it out. I don't know who I'm talking to today. This message could be for one person. I believe it's for many people today. But you've been trusting God. You've been praying. You have not seen a change. But I want you to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit to say that the famine is over. Your situation has changed. You may not know it, but acknowledge it. Begin to praise God. Begin to thank God for the change that has happened. And besides that, God has been working behind the scenes to help you in the things you've been believing God for, the things that you've been praying, and yes, even some of the things that you've lost during this famine in your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is The Famine is Over, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if He is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. And He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, and He established my goings, and He put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer, and God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance. And I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. And you put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time. And you said, don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season. And I agree right now that you will give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that everything we need, we find in you. And that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.